What's happening? It's your boy 911 and you tuned in to AVG Podcast. As always, man, you know how we do it. Let's get to it. So today I got my dog back with me, Brother Weeks, man. What's happening, Brother Weeks?
What's good, big dog? What's good with you, man? It's been a minute, bro.
It's been a minute. You know what we here for, man. It's been a long journey back. We back in the playoffs. So you know why we here, man. Like Lynch said, you know why we here.
Yeah.
But check this out, man. Before we even get into the playoffs and all that, let's put a ribbon on the season, man. What did you feel about this season? Give me a little input of what you saw.
I can't lie, bro. Like, after that first game, we came out looking bad, dog. Like, yeah. Bad.
I was nervous. Dog. I was nervous.
Nervous, bro. I thought the season was over. I ain't gonna
me
lie
too.
To you.
I ain't gonna lie.
You know, Dak went down, and then how he looked, I'm like, man. This might be a lost season right here.
Out the gate. Then, look, check it out. It was on my birthday. So, imagine that. Look, I'm sitting there. My wife had got me good seats. I'm sitting there 9-11. I said, oh, this going to be a game, the GOAT. Watching my team. Man, yeah. I left out of there disappointed.
I'm talking about, bro. I'm telling you, it felt like it was going to be a lost season. I'm like, man, we just came out the playoffs last year. A disappointing game last year in San Francisco. And then first game of the season, we come out looking like that. And we're on top of that, we lose our quarterback, bro. I'm like, man, come on, bro.
And then look, to top it all off, I don't know if you remember that night all the way. I heard it in the stadium. I don't know how clear it was, like, at home on TV. Man, they booed Dak on the way out.
What?
They booed Dak and was actually, you know, throwing. So I was like, come on, man. Don't do it. But at the time, look, I'm going to say this. At home, you know, it's kind of different when you're watching it and hearing the commentating. So y'all might have heard stuff we didn't hear. Nobody knew he was hurt. It was just like the end of the fourth quarter. And, like, it was loud. I'm not going to lie. It was loud. It shocked me because I'm like, damn, they turned on Dak like that? But
you know what I'm saying?
It was people up there, too, like, cheering him on as he walked out. But nobody knew. I would just say that. Nobody knew real time what was going on with him. So I'll say that. I'll just to put
that's
it in context.
That's crazy. No, I didn't know nothing about that, man. That's wild.
Yeah,
that's
man. Wild it was there. Crazy because I was sitting, like right behind the end zone, man. And then he had to walk at the tunnel where I was sitting. It was kind of adjacent to the tunnel. So it was like, and it wasn't like the whole stadium, but it was a patch. It was a loud enough patch to be heard. I'll say that.
Right. Okay.
And you know from just being in Cowboy Nation, it ain't far-fetched because you know how it's been naysayers against Dak really since he took the reins. So, I mean, it ain't far-fetched when something like that happened.
Yeah, man. Ever since that dude got drafted and he got thrust into the starting role, man, it's been an uphill battle for him ever since then, bro.
It has,
I mean, it just comes with the territory of being a Cowboys quarterback, but given who he replaced, you know what I'm saying? He was always against, you know, had his back against the wall when it comes to that right there.
That's right there what you just said too. That was always crazy to me, man, with Cowboy Nation. We act like, you know, there's not a knock on Romo because Romo gave us some of the best football we had, a little stabilization at quarterback in years. But they act like, you know what I'm saying, Dak replaced Brady. Like, we still didn't win anything with Romo. So it was like, why is it just so got to be so divisive? Like, man, Dak, our new quarterback, man, move on. And I know everybody think, you know, in the back of their head that one more year that Romo had, they feel like that should have been that year there in the playoffs when Dak lost that first one. But that's a story for another day. But I know that caused a little bit of it. But after like 2 or 3 years, like, come on, dog. Like, we still talking about Romo. Like, this dude in the booth comfortable.
Yeah. And to think, like, when Romo was in his little heyday, like, people kind of gave him a little flack, too. So it was funny. It's like, the dude gone now. It's like,
now he the GOAT.
Now y'all reaping his praise when somebody else is in the fold now.
Now he the GOAT.
That was funny to me. I always thought that was funny.
Look, while we talk about Romo, though, I got to give him his props. Man, somebody put together a clip, or I think it was on Twitter or IG or something I saw. Man, that dude had some plays, dog. That dude had some plays. To say, Romo, I wish he would have gotten one, but that dude had some highlights, man.
Bro, I'm telling you, like, as soon as dude retired, I had a feeling it was going to be like that.
People
going to sit back and actually sit on, like, dang, like, he was actually all right. Like, you really only had, what, three or four teams, the 17, the 14.
Yep.
I mean, the 12 and the 14, and it would have been 16, but and he 16, got hurt.
And he got hurt. Yep. And that's hurt, the one, man. I think that kind of put a little divide in Cowboy Nation and left everybody a little salty. I think they felt like that was one more window right there. And once that didn't do it, it kind of made the, you know, the little chirp a little louder. So I think that's kind of that year right there is what I really think it started.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, bro. Absolutely. I couldn't agree more on that one.
Now, check this out. Now, like you say, we talked about the first game. That's when it looked like the sky was falling. I ain't going to lie. I was ready to redo my man cave. But
boy, you and everybody else, man.
Man, but look at this butt that came in. Cooper Rush. And I'm talking, when I say I had, like, I knew about Cooper, but when I say I had zero, I'm not going to lie to nobody. Like you say, when Dak was hurt, I automatically thought, like, hey, like what they say about Cowboy fans, oh, we'll do it next year, we'll do some. I automatically counted the season out, and that boy made a real run. Now, he ain't light up no numbers, but he did what he had to do to let the defense carry him, and he made a real push.
Nah, he did. He did. He played within the offense. They kind of simplified it for him as far as, like, being a run-heavy team and you know, going out play action and stuff like that. From what I saw, they did, like, you know, a lot of match protection and having, you know, two-man routes and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And two, the defense just balled out, like, the first month of the season or a month and a half of the season to help them out. Because if you remember, they wasn't scoring that many points like that.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? They was mainly kicking more field goals than they were scoring touchdowns. But the defense was so hot early in the season that it gave him that ability not to have to really put too much on his shoulders. He can go out there, don't turn the ball over, hand the ball off, make timely passes. And that was the recipe for
the formula.
That was a formula early in the season to go 4-1.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that really saved the season in my eyes, because, like you, I was like, man, I know Cooper did what he did last season in Minnesota, but this is Dak was going to be out for what, 6 weeks?
Extended period of time. That's what scared me. Like, I saw one or two guys, I've been like, okay. But when I saw that about a month into the sky, I said, oh, we done.
Yeah.
We done.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I'm
I was reluctant in watching that Cincinnati game. I ain't going to lie, bro.
Same way. Damn, you they're picked against them.
It just, the whole injury just took the whole air out of the season.
Out of the season. That, hey, that's facts.
And we pulled out now. I'm like, okay. You know what I'm saying? You know, we fought through and we fought through adversity and we got the dub. The following week, got another dub.
Okay, hold on. Right there. Going into that, though, knowing what you know about, like, Dak being out, what did you realistically think we was going to come out of there? Just realistically, what you thought?
Let's see. We played Cincinnati. We played the Giants. I thought we would have beat the Giants. I feel like we was going to lose.
I had that one, too. That's how I had it.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I forgot what we played after that. But I felt like we were going to, I think they said Dak was going to be out for 6 weeks.
Was it L.A.?
I was thinking like 2-4.
Yeah, that's what I was
thinking. You know what I'm saying?
I said we can grab two.
Yeah, I was thinking 2-4, and I think we would have been like 2-5.
We'd have been around in there.
Tampa Bay lost at the first game of the season.
Yep.
So we were going to be in the hole. That's for sure.
Yeah.
I didn't have us being 5-1, you know what I'm saying, but... Or 6-1, whatever that record was at the time. But it was a shocker, man. Like that, like I said, that early portion of the season really, really, you know, kind of helped us get where we was at right now. Because, you know, we had to rush Dak back or nothing like that. He could get healthy.
Yep.
And, you know, help us in the second half of the season.
Now, like you said, the first half of the season, the defense was hot. Now, we've seen how it's progressed over the course of the season. Do you think that they peaked too early, or was just the defense ahead of the offenses at the time? Now, I can't just say that because they really piggybacked off what they did last year and set the same tone, because they're right up in first with turnovers and, you know, a lot of the same defensive they ranked statistically last year. They right up at number one again. So,
yeah.
What do you think? Do you think they peaked too early and they tapering off now? Did somebody figure it out? Or what do you think they need to shift? Because I really think Pop Parsons hurt a little bit more than we know, too, going into the playoff.
I think, looking back now, I think they probably did peak too early, because last year we was getting sacks, but we wasn't getting sacks at the rate we was getting early in the season.
Yeah.
Now, we was getting a lot of takeaways, but we weren't getting sacks. You know, we was pretty decent in getting sacks and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, early this year, we was getting, like, a lot of sacks, but, you know, like, our interceptions and our takeaways was a little bit down.
Mm-hmm.
So, as far as, like, now, I mean, I think the blueprint is out as far as, like, how to neutralize our pressure or pass rush or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, people run on us. So,
mm-hmm.
the best way to neutralize a pass rush
keep is them
either keep them honest. Mm-hmm. Run the ball. If they can't stop the run, they can't rush the pass.
Mm-hmm.
It's like what Parson said, man. Like, he was all, I think it was after that Green Bay game, matter of fact, he was like, man, look, people going to keep rushing on us. You know, keep running on the ball on us and take away our superpower, which is their pass rush.
Yep.
So I think, like, with the run game and then the combination of people just throwing, getting the ball out early where they can't, you know, necessarily get to the quarterback in time,
mm-hmm.
that's kind of slowed them down as far as, like, the pass rush part of the defense.
Yeah.
I think injuries, too. Kind of like, I feel like Anthony Brown's, I can't believe I'm saying that, Anthony Brown was,
boy,
was a big injury.
I can't believe I'm hearing it, because I'm thinking the same. I did not think we was going to miss Anthony Brown like that. I'm going to be straight up.
But it goes to show you, bro, like, dude was consistent.
He was consistent. You knew, like, what you was going to get.
Exactly. And, you know, I listen to a lot of Dan Quinn's press conference on the Cowboys, you know, YouTube channel or whatever. And that's what you always used to say about AB. He's like, he's always consistent. He's always in the right spot, you know, this, that, and the third. So now, actually,
it shows.
Like, what he's, you know, what he's talking about.
It,
like,
shows. Because I had faith in Joseph, because, you know, Joseph got kicked out of LSU before he went to Kentucky. So I'm thinking if LSU saw something in a DB, he going to get out there and surprise. Man, Joseph got out there and went to bed, man. That
but,
dude looked lost.
Like, like, how many games he played at LSU?
I don't even think he played a whole season. Only a couple.
See, I know they were saying that before he got kicked out, he played like maybe like a handful. He went to Kentucky.
That was it.
Like 9 games.
Yep.
And he went to the league.
Yep.
So, you know, Buddy ain't really had that many opportunities as a cornerback.
And Buddy got exposed too when lights was on.
Exposed.
Yeah, Buddy,
man,
need more reps, man.
He do, but the reps he been getting, it ain't like he really been showing anything either.
Exactly.
Which he got showcased in the Jacksonville game.
Exactly.
But I think the injuries was a big part of it. Teams kind of figured out how to neutralize their pass rush.
Yeah.
And, you know, the Cowboy defense is weak. The weakness, you know, quote unquote, is probably their run defense.
Yeah.
Now, it got fixed a little bit when they traded for Jonathan Hankins.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Liv started playing a little bit better as far as, like, the Mike linebacker. Then, you know, you had the old Clark come in there,
mm-hmm.
the little rookie out of LSU. He's been showing, like, some progress. And you mm-hmm. got, of course, like, Deron Bland, the fifth-round rookie from this year, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you had some little sparks in there, but I think it's a combination of injuries and youth right now.
Yeah,
That's really slowing them down, man, but...
Now, speaking on injuries, right there, man, because I heard today, I don't know if you heard it yet, I know you be pretty much up on the reports from the Cowboys news and stuff too, but today was the first day nobody reported on the injury. The center came back, so the line should be shored up a little bit. Everybody checked out. Nobody was on the injury list. Parsons, he talked after the practice and said, you know, he was still a little... He's still hurt, but he said there's no way he's not going to play baseball.
Right, bro, he's not missing the game, bro.
Yeah.
He's not missing the game. Boy, that boy can come out there with one leg.
He's playing. He's playing.
So, yeah, they said, I know Hankins and I know Liv, they going to play in a wild card game. I mean, bro.
I didn't think Liv was that big of a part in the run stopping, though, because I think a lot of the run, he might not cover out in the flats and get the little shifted backs no more, but I think a lot of the run defense was actually on his back, and we didn't even recognize that.
Right. Yeah, no lie, bro. Like, I was actually surprised, too. Like, when he went down, that it started looking like how, you know, like it been.
Yeah, you, yeah.
Like, with him going out and then and Hankins going out, it's like, man, we look like how we get ran over last year.
A lot of people value came in their absence because I didn't respect what they was doing as much on the field. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, because then you got the rookie out there and you got Anthony Barr, who really ain't, you know what I'm saying? He ain't the Anthony Barr that was in Minnesota mm-hmm. 5 or 6 years ago, you know what I'm saying?
So, yeah. He just got that knowledge now.
That's a big part of the defense as yeah. far as like the first half compared to the second half, in my opinion.
Yeah.
I think what helped that out was when Dak came back, the offense kind of clicked too.
Mm-hmm.
The flip side of that, though, is he ain't been playing good ball these last months, bro.
Boy, you went right into what I wanted to talk about, these interceptions. Where has this came from?
To me.
And all of them not his fault.
True, but at the same time, too, he ain't really been playing good ball like that either.
And but I looked at him today. I'm going to just tell you about 3 or 4 wasn't his fault, but the rest were I hadn't seen him pop Warner football, what he did with that double interception last Sunday. I hadn't seen that ever. I don't know what that was like. Oh, dog, you slipped. Let me give you another. Bro, hit him in the face, man. I had never seen that in football. No level.
Bro, you know how you had those moments when you watch the game and you know a game is over, like you're done with the game?
That was that moment. Because that was some Madden shit. Like somebody, like you playing your son or something, or your little brother, and you be like, man, I know the play you're going to pick. He tried to get it off on you one time and he missed it. Then you come back the next time. Not no real game.
Yeah.
I felt like that little kid that's on that commercial. I want to play for the Cowboys. 80,000 on my back.
It's like, for me, it's like I'm at a sports bar, right?
Yeah.
My team getting whooped, you know what I'm saying? And like, it'd be that one play. And it was that play where he threw that pick after he almost threw the first one.
That's when you put your hat on.
He's like, hey, check, please. You
grab your keys.
That's how it was for me. I'm like, man, this dude here.
That's exactly what that was. But to Dak's defense, I'm going to say this. That hadn't been a history of what he'd been doing. This is Spike. Do you feel like, I'm going to give him some credit. I'm going to throw something out there for you. Just tell me what you feel about. Do you feel like the thumb is still playing a bigger part in that? Because I'm going to tell you one thing before you answer. I accredit some of this to this build, this new form aggression he's found in the passing game and trusting his arm. Because me and you both, we talked about back in the day that Dak wouldn't throw unless it was a window as big as a school bus. And we wanted a little more of it. So just tell me how you tie all that in and what you think about that.
I just think, like, over the years, he's gotten more confident in himself.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that can be a detriment, too.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, he's said this in the past, like, countless times in his post-game press conferences. He do a little bit too much. Mm-hmm. And he does.
Yep.
Like, sometimes
he pressed.
To me, Dak, his weakness is his accuracy because it's inconsistent.
Mm-hmm.
And for somebody who to have inconsistent accuracy issues, you can't always try to fit the ball into double and triple coverage. Sometimes you might get lucky. Sometimes you get it picked off.
Because he would throw that'll put you in Mahomes' category with accuracy, and then he'll come right back and miss like Cutler.
Exactly, and that's his main thing is he's inconsistent with his arm talent.
That's a good assessment.
Stuff like that, decision making, and that's been the main thing about this whole second half of the season with him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, people point out that, you know, the Cowboys been scoring more points and this, that, and the third, but like, I think Buddy been throwing. I think he threw 15 interceptions in like 7 games. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's not even a count. Like, let's go back to when you said about 3 or 4 wasn't his.
Mm-hmm.
That's still 12 interceptions, bro.
12.
Like, you can't do that.
You can't.
This dude threw a pick 6 in 3 of the last 4 games. You can't do that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's he just ain't been playing good ball. The Cowboys ain't been playing good ball as a team, but he definitely hasn't played good ball whatsoever. Man, they got to figure it out, bro. Because, like, now you in the playoffs where you can't have these games where you're throwing pick sixes against decent teams because they'll make you pay for it. You know what I'm saying? So, but
do you feel like he's using his legs enough?
I'm mean, no, I don't. But this ain't Ricky that either. This is a dude who came off an ankle injury, you know, a couple years ago. So I mean, mm-hmm. I'm not saying that's on his mind or nothing like that. But mm-hmm. I wish he used his feet more.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But I just think he want to win from the pocket. He gonna hold out as long as he can until he can, you know, he can find an open receiver.
And see,
but
what
I'm gonna say was,
go ahead.
Like this whole interception mirage he been having going on right now,
mm-hmm.
it kind of remind me of when Zeke had his fumble issues.
Mm.
Now I'm not trying to say, I think with Zeke it was a mental thing.
Yeah.
As far as Dak, it could be a mental thing, or this could be a combination of him just making bad decisions and him being inaccurate, you know, at the worst time.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So. He got
to
figure it out, dog. Like, you just can't turn the ball over.
Yeah.
They gotta rely back on the run game like they were. You can't keep having to do throwing
30
times a game, because
mm-hmm.
especially how he's been turning the ball over at an insane rate.
Yeah. Now, see, this is what I think, though. Back to his legs, I actually think, because it's what you said earlier about the inconsistency with the accuracy, I actually think just those little 6 yard scampers, get out of bounds, or 6 yards of slide, actually create bigger windows for him if he wants to stay into the pocket later in the game, because you created that threat. I think he's removed that threat from defenses, in my opinion. I like to see him just put it on their mind. I don't think he put it on their mind unless he just have to. And I feel like he's a better athlete than that. So that's all I want to say on that. I feel like he can use his feet a little bit more. I'm with you on that. But I feel like if he created that threat, that'll actually make his passing game open up more than he know.
Yeah, well, then that goes to show you, they need to start running the ball more or doing more RPO action kind of stuff, like things like that of that nature. But that comes down to play call. And that's Kellen Moore. That's a whole nother
can of worms. Right, you know, for real. For real. All right, well, speaking of that, we going into the playoffs now, man. What's our formula, man? What do we need to do to get over this first game curse?
Don't turn the ball over.
Man, preach.
You know what I'm saying?
Preach.
Play Cowboy football, whatever that is. It's funny because I don't know if it was on a YouTube channel or a podcast I heard, but they were saying that the Cowboys don't have an identity where they can be.
Man.
Where it's like,
hey,
it's a consistent thing.
That's fact.
You know what I'm saying? Earlier in the season, I thought it was a running game.
Yep.
And that kind of faded. Second half of the season, you could have said it was a pass game, show back up. But
or the defense. You could have said that at one point.
Exactly. You could have said that. So the Cowboys got to find themselves, well, not find themselves. They need to just play Cowboy football.
Exactly.
Play what y'all had early in the season. Run the ball. Play good defense.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you're going against an opponent who you ain't beat ever. You're on the road. It's Monday Night Football. You got Troy and Joe Buck calling the game.
Man,
look, it's set up.
It's all you can ask for.
Yo, it's set up for us to lose. I can just see it now. People are gonna be chastising us.
Thing we got in our favor is everybody's already picking against us. This is the only time I have confidence in the Cowboys at this point, because when we get picked against, for some reason, that's when we just play lights out. But when everybody expect us to win, like everybody was like, man, they should go up there and handle Tampa Bay, man. Tom Brady, and I know he to go, but man, they should handle them when you look at roster to roster.
Yeah,
the Cowboys are lace of eight.
Honestly, bro, I used to go with my gut feeling, and like I don't have nothing right now, bro.
I'm the same way. I'm empty.
I feel like we can lose. I wouldn't be surprised if we do lose, but I wouldn't be surprised if we win too, because Tampa Bay has been up and down year.
I'm telling you, we got that team that can win the Super Bowl or get the lottery pick. Like, I mean, get picked by, like, we that Jekyll and Hyde sometimes.
We just that. I don't know, man. That's the point I'm at right now, because we've been so inconsistent this second half of the season. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but shout out CD Lamb, man. That boy, hey, he turned the corner this year, man. Shout out Lamb, man.
It clicked for him, bro.
It did, man. In a major way.
I can't really pinpoint the game it did, but it reminded me when like Dez's first couple seasons when he was kind of struggling with, you know, routes and route combinations and being off, you know, with his quarterback.
Yeah.
And I remember one game
where the switch flipped
for him and then he just took off. I feel like that happened with CD this year because, you know, he had his inconsistencies early in the season. So, like, not running the proper routes or, you know, not being on the same page, Dak or Cooper or whoever. And it led to some drop passes and it led to some interceptions. But shout out to CD, man. Career year for him. But, man, we going to need all that, bro. Like,
anything else you want to tell us, man, to talk Cowboy fans off the ledge, man? We got to get this playoff win, man.
We definitely do got to get it. I don't know if I can talk anybody off the ledge because, see, I might be
right. I'm right behind them, man.
I don't want to jump because I don't take it that serious as far as doing that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You just gotta show support, man. Win, lose, draw, whatever. But ain't no drawing in the playoffs, so
ain't no
win
draw.
Or lose, man,
or go home.
You just pack your bags and get
the hell up out of there.
You know what I'm saying? But nah, like for real, like all the, to me, in my personal opinion, man, I feel like the Cowboys, they just go out there and just play their brand of football and not let the Buccaneers dictate, you know, how the game is played for them. They got all the talent in the world to beat their team across the right now. It's whether they show up and be consistent and be focused and be locked in. Go out there, try to run the ball. I mean, I know their D-line is, you know, it's pretty stout as far as like the run defense.
Get Pollard in space.
Be balanced. Be balanced. Don't turn the ball over. Play great defense.
That's it.
And go out there and get the dub.
Look.
Prudent,
know what they want, man. Don't get them what we want. We got to go to work and hit this shit, man. Y'all, we just need y'all to show up, man. We need to get past this first round, man. Y'all heard it from my dog, Ant, man. Look.
Hey, man, I'm telling you, bro. Listen, Monday night, Troy and Joe Buck, Cowboys, Buccaneers.
Stand up,
they
man.
They looking at it like, man, what, you know, what could go wrong, man? They send it up, you know, for us to fail. But all we gotta do is go out there and show out, man. Get this dub and move on to the next round, man. Call me, man. Like, come on.
Look, I already told people, man, I ain't doing another podcast on the Cowboys unless they go to the Super Bowl. So you on the last podcast for the Cowboys unless the boys show up, man. So look, man, as always, man, y'all know what it is, man. Always visualize your goals, and after that, accomplish those visualized goals. And how about them Cowboys? AVG Podcast. Gone. One.